Now, I've been talking about this truck and dog caught on camera speeding dangerously and swerving through traffic on the Great Western Highway back in February out of St Mary's. A video of the truck weaving through traffic, almost sideswiping cars, is on my Facebook page and, of course, at 2gb.com and 4bc.com.au. It's been viewed by more than a million people. A major development. Along with the help of my listeners, police have managed to track down the driver and arrest him. Traffic and Highway Patrol Chief Inspector Phil Brooks is on the line. Chief Inspector, good morning.
G'day, Ray.
You got up, you caught up with the bloke, eh?
Well, we surely did. After the video went up on your Facebook site, we were able to do some investigative work, and as a result of that, we got that operator's two trucks in at the Roads and Maritime Service heavy vehicle checking station on Thursday. We went over those two trucks and they were issued a range of defects. Now, as a result of that event also being given some publicity on your show, and also I think Channel 7 covered it that night, we actually got further information in, and that was passed to us via Tamara from your office, and we were able to identify the driver of the truck and also some fairly important information about where that vehicle might have been previously.
All right.
As a result, early Friday, we spoke to a 31-year-old Victorian man. He admitted he was the driver of that truck and trailer in that video that was depicted on the 23rd of February. And as a result of that conversation, that man was later issued a field of court attendance notice for the offences of driving in a manner dangerous, negligent driving and not giving way when moving from one marked lane to another. He'll be appearing at the Penrith local court on Thursday, the 20th of April.
Can the court see the video evidence that 1 million people have seen, Chief Inspector, or is that not possible?
Well, that'll go through the court process, Ray, and obviously will depend.
You'd hope the magistrate would see it to see the sort of lunacy we're talking about.
Absolutely, and certainly that'll be part of the court process. So we've had a very significant outcome as a result of the footage that was posted on your program, and also the information that came in additional to that through your office.
So I won't cop all this stuff about every, you know, mud carter, as they call them, every bloke with a tipper and dog is, you know, a cowboy, because I can tell you now, all the information that came to me about this bloke came from people within the industry who've had a gutful of this sort of behaviour. Now, one of the things the industry told me, and I don't know whether you can confirm this or not, you inspected a vehicle. That vehicle allegedly was seen being repaired prior to you inspecting it at Chipping Norton on Tuesday, before the RMS inspected the vehicle. Have you been able to ascertain whether that's correct?
Well, as I said earlier, we did get further pieces of information into your program, but as you can probably appreciate, now that this man's before the courts, we'll certainly leave that for the prosecution phase to unfold.
Okay. Is he the owner of the trucks?
The 31-year-old man from Victoria was simply a driver on that particular truck. The owner of that truck was depicted on that Channel 7 footage that went to air on Thursday night when the owner's two trucks were in at the heavy vehicle inspection station at Wetherill Park.
And what's going to happen to him?
We're certainly working very closely with the Roads and Maritime Service. Those two trucks were issued a number of defects, which the owner of those trucks is bound to fix, but certainly we'll be working with him in the future to try and prevent this situation from happening again on our roads.
A chain of responsibility laws brought into effect because of him owning the trucks and someone else driving them?
Well, again, that is a matter for the Roads and Maritime Service, but we will be working with them to make sure that those issues are pursued.
All right, Chief Inspector, I appreciate your time. That's Chief Inspector Phil Brooks, New South Wales Police Traffic Highway Patrol. And the only reason we found this bloke was because of you. And I'm talking about the trucking industry. Because once you saw it, you'd had a gutful of the way this bloke had allegedly been behaving on our roads, not just that time, but other times as well. He's notorious, apparently, for his behaviour on the roads. And I do hope the magistrate, sometimes magistrates say, no, I want to read the statement of facts. I would ask the magistrate to please look in court at the video everyone's seen, because the act of madness that could have resulted in death needs to be looked at by someone before they deal with someone in that instance.